NY Post, Mamdani condemns rich but benefited from $37 million of Soros money. By Lowell Coffee Law on July 12, 2025. A New York Post review of financial records has revealed that while socialist New York mayoral candidate Soran Mamdani is opposed to the capitalist system's creation of billionaires, his campaign has been fueled by one of the left's richest and most notorious donors. That donor is far-left kingmaker George Soros, the Post reported on Saturday. According to the newspaper, in less than a decade, Soros' ultra-woke grant-making network Open Society Foundation has indirectly funneled a combined $37 million to the Working Families Party, WFP, and at least other nine left-wing groups whose endorsements and get-out-the-vote groundwork played a pivotal role in helping Mamdani upset ex-Governor Andrew Cuomo in the Democratic mayoral primary, the foundation's records show. Those groups, which also backed the Queens Assemblyman's campaign, included the social justice nonprofits Community Voices Heard, Move On and the anti-Zionist group Jewish Voice for Peace Action, the paper reported. Mamdani said, "I don't think we should have billionaires," in an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press in late June and, as Breitbart News reported, has also proposed property taxes be increased on richer and whiter neighborhoods. The Soros revelation drew harsh criticism from both Republican mayoral candidate Curtis Sliva and Mayor Eric Adams, who will be running as an independent against the assemblyman in the general election. Sliva told the Post Mamdani is only opposed to billionaires who don't back his agenda. If you're George Soros or part of the far-left donor class, you get a free pass and a seat at the table, he said. You can't have it both ways, Adams told the paper. We need leadership that brings people together, not politicians who demonize success while quietly cashing in on it. One director of a conservative anti-tax group went directly after Soros rather than the candidate himself. Douglas Kellogg, State Projects Director for Americans for Tax Reform, told the Post. George Soros is like a comic book villain, James Bond villain who's funding a movement designed to undermine individual freedom and liberty across the globe. And he's been doing it for years, and he's sick, continues to do it and finds new effective faces to put in front on it. Neither Soros nor Mamdani returned the newspaper's requests for comment. Contributor Lowell Coffee is the best-selling author of Below the Line and nine other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCoffee.com for more.